Hi, my name is Salman Nasser. I'm the Chief Vision Officer for the Forest of Memories.
Okay, so the Forest of Memories, this is really a way just to remember the people that we've lost over the last year from COVID, I suppose. So sort of talk me through, how does it all work?
So, our mantra is very much, a life for a life. And what we intend to do is to plant a tree for all of those lost loved ones to the pandemic. The reason we started the Forest of Memories was to remember the individuals, who they were. The numbers that were coming out of the media were just numbers. And they aren't numbers. They are individuals. They are people's mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, friends. And during this period, people haven't been able to mourn. People haven't been able to do the normal sorts of things that they would like to be able to do, to be able to move through the grief cycle. And we came up with the idea of planting a tree for every life that was lost. And from there, the Forest of Memories idea really grew. And
I mean, you're so right about it, being not just about numbers. You see the statistics on the news every night. This is the number of people that have died from COVID, but it goes deeper than that. It is individual. When I lost my partner Lara through COVID, and I kind of wanted her to be more than just a number, to sort of tell her story. So I did lots of sort of public stuff around that. But I mean, it's interesting. I know Marie Curie has been doing some research, and they found that 56% of families have struggled to process the loss of a relative, their death over the last year. And I suppose it is down to that fact you mentioned that we can't sort of have the usual kind of sort of procedures that you have when someone dies, and the funeral services are very restricted, and it's quite hard to kind of process it, isn't it?
It is absolutely. It doesn't matter what sort of culture you're from or what society you're from, and this pandemic has affected the entire world. And everybody has their own mechanisms of being able to deal with grief, whether that's, sending flowers, or whether it's having a hug from a friend, or a relative to be able to cry on somebody's shoulder. People haven't been able to do that. Everyone's been solitary. People haven't been able to go to the funerals. People haven't been able to move through that grief cycle. And that's something that, we saw, and we recognized that fact, and decided that, we needed a way of remembering these people. So what we did as part of the Forest of Memories was to create something called a memory tree. And this will be a physical tree that will be planted in one of our forests that we create, which is attached to a digital profile. So when you go to memorytrees.com, you can see profiles of people who have dedicated trees, and there we hope to remember who they were, what they stood for, what their aspirations were, and loved ones can go onto that site and leave prayers, thoughts, and comments as well.
Okay, so it's sort of a merging the virtual world and the sort of the real world. So you've got the physical tree, and then you've got sort of the online side of it as well. So that's really clever. I like that.
Thank you. It seems to be received really well by the general public. We are a not-for-profit organization, and we started out really tiny, with just a few of us, only two of us working full time. So, but both of us were kind of working 15 hours a day sometimes to make this a reality. But that is the premise, that we want to make sure that those individuals are remembered as the individuals they were. And
And the forest itself is in, you've got a forest of trees in Runnymede at the moment, haven't you?
that's right. So we've partnered with the National Trust. They have been incredibly supportive. And to launch the forest, in the Runnymede Memorials, we've been given a couple of beautiful trees. And what we've done is, for all of the people who have dedicated trees, we have written out their names, along with the date that they passed away. And we've tied those yellow ribbons to those trees, in tribute. And, hundreds of people have been going there, you know, all socially distanced and all local people at this stage because of the lockdown.
Yeah.
But later, when it opens up, we hope, you know, people from all around the country will be able to come and pay tribute there to their loved lost ones. Yeah. So, you know, we're asking people to come and dedicate a tree. It's completely free to do so. And we will write those ribbons for them. And, you know, we've seen families who have been turning up, but it's helping people move through that grief cycle.
Yeah, I mean, obviously for families as well, if you have children in a family, you know, going to a cemetery may be kind of not the sort of best place to take kids. And this is somewhere that's, you know, you're sort of seeing trees growing and getting out into nature. So maybe a better option if you've got sort of young family and you want to sort of
exactly
pay respects, yeah.
That's exactly right. So, you know, you mentioned a cemetery, and when you go to a cemetery, it's a somber place. Mm-hmm. It's a silent place where, you know, you don't want to make a lot of noise. But the Forest of Memories, I hope to be very different to that. When people come to the Forest of Memories, I hope they come with a smile on their face, because I want them to remember who that person really was. You know, what was the great thing about them? And when they are coming to the Forest of Memories.
Yes, I mean, absolutely so important just to remember that person for who they were and not just a statistic on in a newspaper or on a website or something like that. And you've got the support you mentioned of the National Trust and also the Woodland Trust as well. So they're advising you on the best sorts of trees to use and things like that.
Exactly. So we're being very, very careful with planting trees and making sure we're not creating, you know, monocultures and things like that. So wherever our forests will be, we are taking advice from the people who know as to what types of trees will increase the biodiversity in that area and will be of benefit to lasting generations going forward.
Okay, and then the idea is, you know, you've got your forest in Runnymede, but then sort of more forests in other parts of the country, I guess.
Exactly right. So we're talking with a number of councils up and down the country, and we hope to have a forest near to wherever people are, really. You know, people don't want to have a forest down in the south if they're living up in Scotland, for example, no. And vice versa. So we hope to have, you know, at least 7 or 8 different forests up and down through the UK.
It is a fantastic idea, and I think it's something that's going to bring a lot of comfort to a lot of families, you say, are struggling to process the loss of a loved one under such challenging circumstances. And for you, although you haven't actually lost anyone in your family personally, you've kind of been through it a bit with losing your job during the pandemic. So sort of tell me a bit about how the COVID has affected you.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, like many other people, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, I actually lost my job. I was working in the city in IT, in the finance sector with AI automation and robotic automation processes, helping banks with their customer journeys and automating those. I unfortunately lost my job. They closed the UK office. And since then, you know, after that, sorry, I went into lockdown with my family, just like everybody else. You know, my wife is a scientist. She's working as a science teacher at the moment. And we were just sitting at home looking at the numbers. And I just couldn't believe that nobody was talking about who these individuals were that have been robbed from this planet just all of a sudden through no fault of their own.
Absolutely. So that kind of sparks you from seeing that on the TV just to think, right, we need to do something. And that's how all this sort of came about then.
Exactly right. So, you know, we got a group of people together, some family members, some friends, some old colleagues as well, who had been, who'd also lost their jobs. And we came around an idea of creating a not-for-profit organization, which would then have the sole aim of trying to remember these people through planting trees. So not just remembering them, but also doing something positive for the environment too.
Absolutely. And if people are interested in this, you know, thinks it could be something beneficial to have a tree dedicated in memory of a loved one, how do we go about doing that?
So it's really simple, actually. There's no cost to you. You can go on to www.memory-trees.com and you just need to register, and you're able to create a profile for your lost one and tell the world about that person. And for every profile that's created, we will be planting a tree and also tying a little yellow ribbon with a name on it and putting it in our memorial in the Runnymede Memorials.
Wow, such a beautiful thing to do, and something that's going to bring a lot of comfort. So thank you so much for telling us all about it today, and yeah, thank you for what you're doing as well. I think it's just such an amazing thing.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for having me.